Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our message for this Pentecost Sunday is from our gospel reading from John chapter 7. Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." And this is our text. It's a big world. There is a lot going on out there. There's a lot going on beyond you. There's a lot going on beyond the walls of this church. There are, according to census estimates, somewhere around 224,000 people who live in the city of Sioux Falls. Census tells us there are approximately 943,000 people who live in the state of South Dakota. In the United States, there are about 349 million people, and there are about 8.3 billion people in the world. On this one planet, which is the only inhabitable planet in our solar system, but astronomers will tell you that when they look out beyond our solar system and they look at our Milky Way galaxy, there are approximately 100 billion other solar systems just like ours. And then when they look out beyond our Milky Way galaxy into the observable universe, they will tell you that there are perhaps another 2 trillion galaxies just like our Milky Way galaxy. And that is just the observable universe. Who knows what's out there beyond all of that? And then in the midst of all of that, here you are. One person. One person among 224,000. One person among 943,000. One person among 349 million. One person among 8.3 billion. One person among 100 billion. One person among 2 trillion. The numbers and the thoughts of the immensity of it all can just stagger the mind. In the midst of this great big world, we start to think about how we can feel anonymous. You know, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles, you are a driver's license number. To your bank, you're an account number. To the United States government, you're a Social Security number. If you do anything on the internet at all, your data gets harvested and sold and resold over and over again. You probably have lots of friends if you're on Facebook or social media somewhere, but yet, so many of those friends are so distant from us. They're not people that you see and interact with face to face every single day. Now, when we start to think about this all, it can be very easy to start to feel anonymous, lost, and small. Just one more number, just one more spot, just one more bit of data as you just keep on zooming out. Start to feel insignificant. Start to feel anxious or depressed. Or discouraged, wondering, do I matter? But friends, on this Pentecost Sunday, in the year of our Lord 2026, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ stands up in the midst of us all. He stands up in the midst of you on this Pentecost Sunday in 2026, and with a loud voice, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ declares this to you. If anyone is thirsty, if anyone is empty or lost, if anyone is discouraged, if anyone of you is unseen or unheard, if you are unable, if you are feeling insignificant, if you're feeling useless or small or anonymous, if anyone is feeling worthless, let him come to me. Because friends, to Jesus Christ our Lord, you matter. To Jesus Christ, you matter. Because to Jesus Christ, there is no one and there is nothing that ever escapes his attention. There is no one and there is nothing that is small and insignificant to him. He sees you. He hears you. To Jesus, you are not lost in the vastness of this universe. You are not anonymous. You are not just a number. You are not lost in a sea of endless faces. He knows you. He knows you by name. He has called you by name. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given you his name. With Jesus, your value is not measured by those numbers. Your value with Jesus is not measured by your paycheck or your bank account. Your value with Jesus is not measured by your job or your house or your car or your productivity or your output. Your value with Jesus is not measured by the number of followers that you have on social media or how many friends you have there. Your value with Jesus is not measured by your popularity or your success or your abilities. No, your value and your worth is determined and it is set by the one who knows you better than anyone else. And the one who has made you. And it is right here in his word where our Lord tells you what your value is to him. Because it is right here in his word that our Lord tells you what he is willing to give up for you. For God so loves this world. For God so loves you that he would give his one and only son upon the cross for you. Jesus loves you more than his own life. He would give up his life for you. In fact, that is what he does. He does give up his life for you. Look at that cross there. When you look at that cross, when you see a cross, there you see your value to him. You see that you mean something to him. You matter to him. In fact, you matter so much to Jesus that he gives his life for you and he also gives you his most precious gifts. He gives you forgiveness. He gives you eternal life. He gives you a place in heaven with him forever. And he gives you his presence. We don't have to wait for heaven. He is present with you right here and right now. He has given you this incredible gift of his spirit that is in you and it rests upon you. No, far from being anonymous or far from being empty, you are filled with that spirit. You are filled with his grace and his love. You are a dwelling place for Jesus Christ. You are a dwelling place for his spirit, a home for the Holy Spirit. And in our gospel reading for today, our Lord promises that whoever has that gift of the Holy Spirit, from him, from you, streams of living water will flow. The fruit of the Spirit filling you to the point of overflowing. Those wonderful gifts of the Spirit that Paul talks about in the book of Galatians, the gifts of love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. all of those are yours. They are the gifts that Jesus Christ has given to you, the gifts of the Spirit that live in you. They all flow from His grace and His love and His goodness, from Jesus to you. They are yours. They are in you. It is real and it is true. Even though maybe sometimes you might wonder about that, even though sometimes maybe you struggle to understand it, even though sometimes maybe you don't always see it and you don't always feel it in yourself, you probably underestimate yourself and those gifts that are in you. Most Christians do. Most Christians will underestimate themselves when it comes to these gifts of the Holy Spirit, because when they look at themselves and when they think about themselves, they perceive that the vastness that is inside of themselves. They fear the emptiness and the hollowness that can be there. And some of you probably tremble at the enormity of your sin and your selfishness. Maybe some of you suffer shame and embarrassment because you feel unworthy. But I am here to declare to you today that you are worthy. You are worthy of Him and you are worthy of His gifts. How can I say that? How can I be so sure about that? Well, you're here. You're here in the Lord's house, or you're listening over your computer or over the airwaves. And my friends, that is no mistake. That is no accident, because the Holy Spirit has brought you here to this place and to this moment. It is that Holy Spirit that is at work, the Holy Spirit who makes all of this happen, the Holy Spirit who has called you by the gospel, who has established you and enlightened you in that grace of Jesus and given you His gifts. And it is that Holy Spirit who sanctifies you and keeps you in that one true faith. It's not anything that you or I have done. It's all that gift of the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us to this place, into the promise and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not just you, but the whole Christian church on earth, and billions of fellow Christians all around the world this day, and billions of Christians who have lived throughout history, and those who have come before us. You are important. You are an important member of that vast family of God. Not just one more number, but known by name. Called by the Holy Spirit. Called by our Lord Jesus Christ. Part of that family of God through whom that Spirit of Christ works. See how much you matter to Jesus, that He would bless you with all of these gifts that live in you and flow from you. We are in this world blessed to be the conduits of these gifts of Jesus Christ, blessed to be these conduits of that Spirit who work through us, work through you and me in this world, in your good works, in your example, in your love, in your faithfulness, in your gentleness, in your peace and patience, in your self-control. All of those ways that the Spirit works, the ways that Jesus is present, and all of these ways that you make a difference, your presence makes an impact in this world. You matter to Jesus, but you also matter to others. on this Pentecost Sunday, we can rejoice and we can be glad that the work is finished in the cross and in the resurrection. Jesus Christ has died for your sins. They are forgiven. He has risen from the dead. He has overcome death in the grave. And he has ascended on high. And he has sent to you and me, he has sent to this world, the Holy Spirit, present for you here in the Word, in the promise of your baptism, in the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we receive in the bread and the wine. There we have access to that Spirit of God. Partakers in our Lord Jesus Christ, members of the family of God. Part of His kingdom. To Him you are known. And you are valued. You are given a place in His kingdom and you have a purpose in His plan. To share that joy of the Spirit. To make the unknown known. To give a name to the anonymous. To live knowing that you matter. And to show others that they matter to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may that grace and that mercy, may that peace and love, may that promise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that promise of eternal life and forgiveness that surpasses all of our understanding, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting.